Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Wurstler scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Garbark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Garbark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. McNair scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. Hayes moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Trosky moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Burnett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Belvedere now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark strikes out. One out. Belvedere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garbark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-2 in the game. Garbark strikes out. Two outs. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. McNair steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney throws the ball into McNair, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Burnett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Sam Rice pinch hits for Bob Garbark. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Weingarten pinch hits for Belbin. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten strikes out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.